Today on Building the Bakken.
Canada can't fill all of the positions that they need right now. They don't have the welding companies, the manpower, so they're outsourcing everything.
Argentina and all of their nationalized stations down there runs out of gasoline about noon every day.
Gas supply is there. I mean, the gas is in the ground and we're able to get it out. We give away to get it to market.
I've gone around to your downtown area, and I was just really surprised at how nice people are. Again, I travel the world. I do international sales. I go to other countries. Go to certain countries, they're very xenophobic.
We've got about 50 units out in the field in the Bakken. Nationwide, we've got over 3,000 units.
I like commercializing.
Yes.
That is my role.
From the epicenter of the nation's economy, North Dakota.
Crude oil, 100 million years in the making. This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years.
The Bakken Formation is transforming the way people live and do business.
I work in the oil field up in the Killdeer Mountain. It is snowing. Been snowing here for about an hour to hour and a half. Visibility is quarter to half a mile.
Each week, host Jason Spiess leads headline making interviews with industry voices and oil field newsmakers.
Ed Schaefer, former Governor Schaefer, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jason? Good to be on air with you.
Building the Bakken is about the people, the culture, and the community.
I sleep in the back of my Dodge Ram pickup. Yeah, 9 days out there 24/7, no shower, you know, no anything.
The host of Building the Bakken, Jason Spiess.
If you like fine wine, you love fine oil.
Welcome to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. Building the Bakken is a news magazine program dedicated to the Bakken oil fields and the shale energy revolution happening across America, focusing on the community, business, and lifestyle of the evolving Bakken. Building the Bakken brings you exclusive interviews every week on this radio station at this time. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we talk with Whiting Petroleum CEO Jim Volker, Harold Hamm, CEO of Continental Resources, Tommy News, CEO of Oasis Petroleum, Mark Anderson, CEO and principal of Mainstream Investors, Jeremy Doctor, founder of Expansion Energy, and Ron Pedregon with the Canadian Welding Bureau. Those interviews and much more in just a moment. But first, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our sponsors on Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken is an educational and informational program that could not be heard without the support of MBI Energy Services, Montana Rigmat, and The Crude Life. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Montana Rigmat, Montana's original rigmat company. Better prices, better mats. For more information on Montana's original rigmat company, visit their website at mtrigmat.com. And The Crude Life. If you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. www.thecrudelife.com. If you have a chance, please visit our website, click on our sponsors page, and learn more about the sponsors that allow Building the Bakken to happen.
With the people that I know. And I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. I hope my car starts when I go.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. In this next segment, Bakken Investing, we talk with Mark Anderson, CEO and principal of Mainstream Investors out of Minot, North Dakota. This is Mark Anderson.
It's a cold draft laying low to the floor. Blankets on the couch trying to keep me warm. Well, that's just part of living here.
Mark Anderson, Mainstream Investors. Well, let's start off with maybe a little State of the Union from the investment side. From the way you've seen things, you're out of Minot.
Yeah, what we've seen occurring in the Bakken is kind of a consolidation, especially among non-operating groups like ours. The Bakken play is incredibly capital intensive. So what we're finding is some of those individuals and family organizations and those types of things that started leasing up minerals and leaseholds early on have now gotten to the point with just the pure amount of drilling activity that's going on that they're running short of capital. And they're looking for a way to get out. And that's really where we come in.
You're in Minot. How has Minot's growth, or how has Minot been handling the Bakken evolution? And you guys are coming off of a flood, so you kind of had a couple issues.
Right. In 2011, we suffered a devastating flood in Minot, and that really set back the economic development at least a year, if not a little bit longer than that. But it has since recovered. Minot was the early easy choice for a lot of the operating companies to come in and establish a North Dakota headquarters, and so Minot has really benefited greatly from that influx of new business.
Recently, Goldman Sachs gave an accreditation to the Bakken. Is that relevant within your industry? You hearing anything like that?
No, not for us really, because I think we're closer to the wellhead. I mean, that would have more to do with publicly traded securities. We're really buying working interests, leasehold interests in wells, and we think that that's a little bit more of a pure play, and that's where we prefer to be right now.
You're dealing with your customers, your clients. What are you hearing in terms of their investment or their longevity into this Bakken play?
Well, I think it's publicly acknowledged that the drilling activity is going to continue on for the next 15 to 20 years at the current pace. So this is not a, it's not a boom, it's an industry. We've heard that many times, our investors are in this for the long term. They realize that this is a great opportunity, and we're trying to make hay while the sun shines, so to speak. So we're very active in the play right now.
What advice do you have for somebody looking to invest in the Bakken?
You really got to pick your teammates well. The industry is quite small, but it's also incredibly complex. We have involved in our team, geologists, petroleum engineers, oil field service people that really help to give us perspective on what's going on and expertise that we need to really evaluate the opportunities and capitalize on them.
Your organization, how about just a little commercial for your organization? Just let people know what it is, the services you provide, maybe who your ideal customer is.
Sure. Mainstream Investors is a privately held non-operating oil and gas company. So we are primary players in leasehold interests or working interests in wells. We specialize, our focus is particular to western North Dakota. We have built a very diversified portfolio of working interests in wells. We select those opportunities not only by geographic region, surrounding production, but also by operating company and sort of proven level of experience. So we're really trying to de-risk as much as we can those opportunities that we're evaluating and taking advantage of in western North Dakota.
Are you involved with any mineral rights, lands, that sort of thing?
Right now, although we have the flexibility to invest in mineral interests, really any part of the energy industry that supports or is supported by energy production. At this point in time, up to this point in time, we have decided to remain focused entirely on the leasehold interest because we think that that's where the greatest opportunity is right now.
And that was Mark Anderson, CEO and principal of Mainstream Investors out of Minot, North Dakota. For full-length interview or other Bakken investing features, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com.
Yes, the Broadway's shining with the marquee sign. Frozen cobblestone reflects the night. Small city, it's a big time life. And I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know. And I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. I hope my car starts when I go.